This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. We're delighted to welcome back our good friend, flutist Nancy Stagnita. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Amanda. It's great to be here.
So we've been calling it Flute Week here in Northern Michigan. Sir James and Lady Jeannie Galway are here at Interlochen. And then this Sunday, you are the featured soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and a flute concerto by David Amram. So how are you? Do you need coffee?
I always love the coffee, but I have to say I'm great. It's been one of the most inspiring weeks I can imagine. And if it were just the week of the Galways being here or just the week of the Amram concerto, it would be kind of huge. But the fact that it's both, it's sort of propelling me in a way that I wasn't expecting. Well, hope it lasts till Sunday. In fact, it will last till Sunday.
We will will it to be so. So in a minute, we're going to ask you to walk us through this concerto you'll be playing with the TSO this weekend. But first, let's talk about what it's been like this week with the Galways here.
Pretty extraordinary. When I was a young flutist, starting at age 13, I spent my days after school listening to LPs of James Galway playing Mozart and playing Rodrigo and all these great recordings. And somehow young me thought I could sound like that if I played with the records enough. And then I found in my memorabilia a ticket stub from Carnegie Hall, 1983, when my parents took me to hear him. And I really believe that that concert was what set the course for my life as a flutist, which was what brought me here to Interlochen. So for me, it's incredibly profound to have them here. And it's been that and more for the students. We've had just an absolutely great time together in master classes. They've been giving great life advice to the students. And of course, a wonderful concert on Wednesday night. Sir James played a lot of the standards for the students so they could hear the music they're working on played by him. A wonderful set of Irish music, and then joined by Lady Jean, and then joined by all of us for a world premiere by Tom Childs, faculty at Interlochen, for flute trio and flute choir. So we're all sort of in the glow from that night. Just wonderful.
And of course, Sir James featured with the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, and we brought that live on IPR. So it's been quite an extraordinary week here.
It has. Talk of your embarrassment of riches. Really amazing.
So had you met him? Had you worked with him before this visit here?
You know, I met him when he came here to Interlochen in the summer, and that was maybe around the year 2000. And so he worked with students then, and he played a concert also with Lady Jean, and I had a chance to talk with him and work a little bit. And I've bumped into him at flute conventions and other places since and heard him in concert. But this is really the first opportunity we've had to get to know each other as well as we have this week.
And what's really neat is that the concerto that you're playing with the Traverse Symphony this Sunday, Giants of the Night by David Amram, it was actually commissioned and premiered by James Galway back in 2002.
Yes.
So have you and he had a chance to talk about this concerto at all while he's here?
Yes, we have. We will be doing a little bit more of that before they leave, which will be great because I have some very specific questions for him. And there are marks in David Amram's writing in the part that say James Galway suggests taking this up an octave and things like that. And they're all great suggestions. But there are a couple of tricky little passages in that piece that I'm eager to get some advice from the master.
Yeah, really. Yes. So we have a recording of you playing this concerto, Giants of the Night, in 2018 with the China National Symphony Orchestra. And we'd love to have you walk us through it, movement by movement, to get ready for Sunday's concert. First, can you just give us an overview of the concerto, what it's about?
Yeah, the Giants of the Night are Charlie Parker, Jack Kerouac, and Dizzy Gillespie. And each of the movements is dedicated to one of those three. They were all friends and collaborators of David Amram's. David Amram has had a very interesting life.
I would say so.
Yes, he was the first composer in residence for the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein in the 60s. He's written film music. He's a jazz French horn player, which is rare, folk musician, world musician. I think he speaks six or seven languages. But his jazz background is quite prolific. And so this concerto, it has a very strong jazz base to it. So the first movement dedicated to Charlie Parker is basically a blues with a lot of variations.
Yeah, so tell us about this first movement. It's, I mean, and Charlie Parker, not a musician we play a lot of on classical IPR, but I think most of our listeners know him as the great jazz saxophonist, right. Sort of helped usher in the bebop era. Mm-hmm. So how does that translate into a flute concerto?
It's pretty extraordinary what he's done, because he's really taken the whole orchestra and made it a blues band for part of that movement. And the flute writing is amazing, and it's very idiomatic for the instrument and for the language of jazz, and yet it still has a classical feel to it as well. So I think audience members will notice that there's much to process and much to enjoy in there, because he takes full advantage of the lush possibilities of orchestration, but the jazz idiom is very much obvious.
Well, let's listen to this first movement from David Amram's Giants of the Night. This is a 2018 recording of our guest, Nancy Stagnita, featured here with the China National Symphony Orchestra and conductor Sintao Li.
Thank you.
That was the first movement from David Amram's Giants of the Night, a flute concerto, and that movement was called For Charlie Parker, a 2018 recording of our guest, flutist Nancy Stagnita, with the China National Symphony Orchestra and conductor Sin Cao Li. Nancy Stagnita and the Traverse Symphony Orchestra will be performing this entire concerto Sunday afternoon. And Nancy's walking us through this piece right now, letting us know what we should be listening for. So, Nancy, have you consulted David Amram about this piece?
I have, yes. And in fact, when I was first asked to perform with the China National Symphony in Beijing, their request was for an American concerto. And there are many great ones, and it just inspired me to do a little more digging and research. And I actually was not at all familiar with David Amram's piece. It's not played very often. And when I found it, I wrote to him. And we started an email correspondence. He was thrilled at the thought of having a performance. And it was the Asian premiere, so that was, I think, especially nice for both of us. Should I tell the little story about how I met David Amram?
Please.
So after much correspondence, of course, we learned that he lives about 40 minutes from my folks in New York State. Oh. So I was going to New York, and he invited me to join his band at a little church, very remotely located. So I was driving in from a flight in Boston, and I said, I can't wait to be there, but I'm going to be late. So he started his concert in this little church. I finally found it. I walked in the door and I thought, oh gosh, I hope there's a bathroom nearby. I hope I have a minute here. And literally I walked in the door and he was standing on the stage talking to the audience, looked up and said, oh, you must be Nancy. Come on up. So I had just a minute to put my bag down, put my flute together and walk up and join the band on the stage. So we played a couple of jazz standards, as I recall. And then he leaned over to me and said, you want to play a blues? I said, sure, let's do it. So he starts the blues, the band's playing. And what I wasn't expecting is that he sang / scatted the blues, and it was all about me and China and our emails.
Oh my gosh.
And he rhymed the Bernstein Divertimento, and it was extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So that was our first chance to meet, literally walking on the stage, shaking hands, playing together. It was a night I'll not forget.
Yeah. You can't possibly predict.
No, not at all. And he was sitting at a keyboard, and then he pulled out some tin whistles, played two of them simultaneously, played some percussion. Quite remarkable person and musician.
So this second movement of his concerto here, it's an Andante Cantabile for Jack Kerouac, an interesting figure in and of himself. So tell us about this second movement.
Sure. It's really absolutely beautiful and melodic and lyrical. I love playing it. And there are two French folk songs that are interwoven through the movement. And apparently they were songs that Jack Kerouac used to sing just as a down the street. And they spent a lot of time together, collaborated for many, many years. And in fact, this weekend, David Amram was hoping to join us in town, but he is in Lowell, Massachusetts at a Kerouac festival.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's an excused absence.
Right.
Let's hear this movement. Here is Nancy Stagnita with the China National Symphony Orchestra and conductor Sin Cao Li in the second movement of Giants of the Night by David Amram, the Andante Cantabile for Jack Kerouac.
Thank you.
The Andante Cantabile for Jack Kerouac, the second movement of David Amram's Giants of the Night Flute Concerto. That was a 2018 performance featuring Nancy Stagnita with the China National Symphony Orchestra. And Nancy Stagnita is our guest today here at Classical IPR. She'll be featured in this concerto this weekend with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and conductor Kevin Rhodes. And Nancy, I've read that Amram wrote this concerto to sound improvised, but it's actually notated. Every detail is notated. So is there any wiggle room at all?
Well, it's notated so well, and there were times when I was tempted to improvise a little, and there was nothing that I could add that would improve what he wrote and how he wrote it. It's meticulous. It's right in the style. It really, this is something that Sir James Galway and I did discuss, that one of the challenges of the pieces is to play all of the, quote, licks that Amram wrote to sound as if you're improvising. And in fact, in my last correspondence with David Amram just a couple of weeks ago, I discovered that I had one wrong accidental, and I once I realized it and fixed it, his note is so much better. So his writing, as you'll all hear hopefully when you come to the concert, is to be admired in that way. It sounds improvised if it's done as it should be.
And now we're going to hear the third and final movement of this concerto. It's a rondo giocoso for Dizzy Gillespie, speaking of improvisation. So what stands out to you in this movement that we should listen for?
Well, first of all, I don't know how many other flute concertos there are with a cowbell in the third movement. A prominent cowbell. So it's funny that it's a rondo, you know, it sounds very classical when you read the name of it. It's really a kind of like a Cuban dance party. It's rhythmic, it's got a lot of percussion, and this is where those improvised, written out sections are really kind of a gas to play.
Now, of course, Dizzy Gillespie, the trumpeter, famous for a technique that not everybody would be encouraged to do of puffing out his cheeks while he played. Will you be channeling that at all during this performance?
For us flute players, we definitely need some air in the cheeks for good resonance, but not quite that much. Okay. Although that'd be interesting to experiment with.
the sequel concerto to this, if he wants to write it. All right, well, here is Nancy Stagnita with the China National Symphony Orchestra recording from 2018. The conductor is Sin Cao Li. This is the third movement, Rondo Giocoso for Dizzy Gillespie, from Giants of the Night by David Amram. Thank you. third movement, Rondo Giocoso for Dizzy Gillespie of Giants of the Night by David Amram. That was a 2018 performance featuring flutist Nancy Stagnita with the China National Symphony Orchestra and conductor Sin Cao Li. You can hear Nancy Stagnita featured in a performance of Amram's Giants of the Night this Sunday afternoon with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and conductor Kevin Rhodes. The program also features the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Nancy, will you be playing in the Berlioz after the concerto, or do you get to rest?
I do get to rest, and actually I'm looking forward to hearing it and listening to it. But we're very fortunate that Sharon Sparrow, who's the principal flutist of the Detroit Symphony, is coming up to play the second half.
And the concert starts at 3 p.m. in Corson Auditorium. There's more information and tickets at traversesymphony.org. Nancy Stagnita, lovely, as always, to have you with us here at Classical IPR.
Thanks so much. It's been great to be here.
Helga Tong provided production assistance for this interview. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.